the 2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back in.
2016 is wrapping up, so in honor of that, we have prepared our own little rap. Not that kind, but
no.
But this one will still be really good.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the Chicago Cubs because I'm not sure if there was a better storyline than that throughout 2016.
Or our lifetimes.
108 years. But what I want to know is, trend or trash, can the Cubs go back-to-back World Series champs?
First off, I want to say happy birthday, Danny, because today is her birthday. So happy birthday, Danny.
Thank you.
To our applause.
Spirit
So I'm going to trend that. Trend your birthday.
Trend my birthday.
All the way.
Forever. For a year.
I'm going to trend the Cubs. I feel like they're just really packing it on still. So
okay.
They're going to go pretty far. But will it be far enough? Who knows? Stay tuned.
No, I think they will.
Yeah, I know. I think they will, and that's terrifying. It's probably going to be years to come of this horrifyingly good young team.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, we can say, well, they go back to back, but really, like, the joy of this story was that they ended the longest drought, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So if they do go back to back and stay really good, like, it's going to be real quick from being the world's most lovable losers turned winners.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, immediate flip of the coin to, like, oh.
I feel like we're already
we all
there.
Have so much sympathy for you, now we hate you forever and ever.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to see that happen. So, you know, will it be impressive if they go back-to-back? Yes. Will it also be kind of ultimately, like, the first step in a terrifying and annoying dynasty? Probably. So I also don't want to see that. So I'm going to trash. I'm trashing this.
Okay, so I want to trend the idea that they're good enough to go back-to-back, but I want to trash them going back-to-back because I want to see the wealth shared throughout the other teams. I want to see someone surprise me this year. Listen, they're fantastic, and Theo Epstein, like major
King
spirit fingers to you.
Yeah.
Like, we need to stop doing that. But anyway, like, I don't want to see them go back to back. I want to see someone else take the crown.
Just remember that every other year is just as annoying as every year. You're going to hear it.
Yes.
Yeah, people are going to say something about it. They're going to kill it. Every other year is just as annoying. So that was a humble brag. What did I just say?
We knew what you were doing.
I just want to, like, shout out to the Humble Brags. Oh. I don't like that.
She was talking about the Giants.
Yes, I was talking about the Giants.
You couldn't
pick up
on
that slight
Humble Brag.
It was.
All right, we're gonna move on. It's Thursday today, and it's Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
You're wondering why we're wearing these ridiculous / amazing jerseys, because I said that we were going to do it.
Yeah, it's her birthday, so we had to do it.
Yes, so I've got Mr. Marshall Faulk over here, Ashley.
Well, mine's not really a throwback.
Right.
But it is a throwback to a time when the 49ers were great and when my boy Frank Gore was on the team. So shout out to Frank Gore. I miss you so much. And I miss being good.
Oh.
I miss all that.
And Gemma, the Tigers fan, is repping.
Well, I have a Tigers,
she's got the Tigers
sweater on with the throwback logo with the derpy tiger with his crazy big white eyes. It's like an early 20th century logo. But also, I'm wearing this Mets jersey. It is a Johan Santana jersey, which is
more than throwback.
My friend
got
this for me from thrift store as a joke because it was in a thrift store.
I also got this in a thrift store. $3.
Or after.
It was long after.
Okay.
But, you know, he is trying to make another comeback, so.
Yeah, good for him.
Why not?
Just, you know, hold on to the jersey.
So in honor of the throwback Thursday, throwback jersey day for us, I do want to talk about the LA Rams. They were the L.A. Rams and then the St. Louis Rams and back to being the L.A. Rams. Their head coach, Jeff Fisher, breaking news, after signing a contract extension for 2 years, then was fired. Super dramatic. The Rams are 4-9. And funny enough, they're not even last in the NFC West.
Is it funny?
That's funny. It's funny to me. But what we want to do is we want to trend or trash the product that the NFL is putting on the field.
Nice.
In 2016.
Yes.
Because everyone, there were very high expectations, right? The Rams are moving back to their roots, back to their home. And the product they're putting on the field, regardless of Jeff Fisher or not, is trash. So for me, trash. Trash the Rams product. Trash the entire NFL's product this season.
Yeah, trash all that. I mean, it's getting down to can it get any worse situation? And then it does, and it's comical now. Like, it's kind of funny. Yeah, and this even if my team was doing well and I'm a 49er fan, even if the 49ers are doing Super Bowl right now, I still would be very disappointed in what's going on. I will say, however, that at least the Rams are not in a stadium where they're going to murder each other on that sideline because they never fixed that concrete on the side that took out people left and right. Like, last victim, I think, was Reggie Bush. Game two of the season, week two, and we all know that he's made of glass, so, like, anything will break him, but he hits that sideline and goes down. It's very dangerous. So at least they have that. But then they have this coliseum of people who have no idea what's going on in football and shouting terrible things. I'm going on an L.A. rant right now. But anyways, at least they have a stadium that's not going to kill their own
players. Okay, so trend their stadium.
So trend their stadium. Trend the move on Jeff Fisher. This is necessary. Trash your owner for making the move, because I'm bitter about that for you.
Thank you.
For you.
I appreciate that, Gemma.
Well, I think that this is a great question. Should we trend or trash all of football this year?
Wait, hold on. Does this question sum up your year?
Just like overall?
Just
like
overall.
As a person?
On Walk It Off. Is this Gemma's ultimate question?
I mean,
ultimate
football
trend or trash?
Trash, yes.
Trash.
It's her ultimate trash.
Football is bad, and this is awesome. Even though the Lions are actually doing really well.
Because
every other part of football is so bad. Like, I'm pretty sure the Lions still aren't good, but all the rest of football is just bad. Anyway, that is how I feel about that.
Okay. All right.
Additionally,
we can tie a bow. Oh,
what
okay.
I would like to
I
trend.
Wish you were yes, gonna Gemma. Surprise us. Right
never.
Now.
There's no surprise. I'm very predictable. I would like to trend, however, the fact that apparently certain people seem to watch Walk It Off because we were like, oh, Jeff Fisher contract extension. What a bad idea. And then look what happened. Clearly thanks to us. So you're welcome.
Yes.
That is what I would like to trend.
Thank you, Gemma, pointing that out. Okay, moving to basketball. LeBron James did what he said he was going to do. He brought a championship to Ohio, to those great humans there. But the storyline that we must bring up is the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. Who else blew a 3-1 lead? That would be the Cleveland Indians. Ironic, right?
Cool.
Very ironic. So, trend or trash, which 3-1 lead was worse? Which one was blown more poorly?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'll accept it.
Thank you.
Which one was worse? Well, the Warriors blowing that, because they did. They choked.
Yeah.
The Warriors blowing that was absolutely worse because they were the best team in basketball, and they should have won. Indians were not the best team in baseball. Mm-hmm. They were playing the best team in baseball, and they made a run for it that was amazing and beautiful and, like, scary.
Yes.
And exciting, and also kind of like, where do I stand on this? Do I want to see this crazy upset, which is usually what we all want to see? Or do I want to see the Cubs finally end this drought? I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But theirs was way more fun for everyone, right? Watching the Warriors blow that lead was terrible. No one ever wanted to see that. Myself included.
Except for Cavs fans. The Cavs fans, I think, might have enjoyed it for a minute.
Whatever. But, yeah, I would say that Warriors
was
worse. So trash that.
Okay, trash the Warriors' blown lead.
Yes.
All right, Gemma. Yes.
So I agree with every point you just made, purely from the idea
Big day.
Of what. Yeah, I know, right? Based on what we want emotionally from these stories, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because the Cubs were the best team, so if they had blown the 3-1 lead, it would have been terrible because they were clearly so good, you know, et cetera. I think that. This is okay. So it's definitely terrible. The Warriors lose lead. What is also sad is that LeBron James really was hitting that constantly all year after. He made cookies at his Halloween party.
Get over
it,
dude.
One said RIP Steph Curry. Another cookie said
3-1 lead. You are upset.
Yes. Okay, so here's the point that he did that. It was very upsetting to some people.
Clearly.
And obviously.
Loser. Straight loser.
This is what's bad. That bad karma reflected back on his state's baseball team.
Yep.
Epically bad karma.
No.
Was that worse? I'm going to say it was technically worse from a karmic standpoint for LeBron James.
Yes.
That is how I feel about
that. Yeah, once he was celebrating that inside the park home run, I was like, oh, man, poor Indians fans. You're going down. You've been cursed. Been cursed by LeBron. Sorry.
You know, thematically, I'm not going to do this. Never mind. I was going to make a really extended theater joke,
you
but I will not.
Shut up.
So, Danny, why don't you tell us how you feel?
It's Danny's birthday. She would have wanted to hear it.
I would have enjoyed hearing it, Gemma.
You're just going to have to hit me up on Twitter, and I'll tell you all the jokes.
Oh, dang.
All right. I'm going to hear you up, girl.
Oh, nice.
I want to hear your take.
I wish that I didn't agree because I think it would be more fun, but I do agree the Warriors blew it worse.
Yes.
Is that grammatically correct?
Yeah.
They blew it worse than the Indians, and I think that I kind of like, you kind of felt it coming too, like in both senses. But man, I loved watching the Cubs Indians game go to game 7.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm thankful.
It's true.
For the blown lead.
Man, the drama in that series.
Mm-hmm. It was great. Oof. All right. So, Alabama football, a dynasty. I think there's no other way to put it. 6 championships. They have total most recently 2011 and 2012. They're most likely headed back to a championship game this season. But is this good for college football? Do you want to trend or trash the idea that there could be another team that could have the opportunity, kids who could have a little more spotlight shown on them, or should we just let Alabama keep doing what Alabama's really good at doing?
Sure. I'm going to trend this. I want Alabama to keep doing what they're doing just because I feel like most sports are in this wave of there's no super teams. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Until basketball just got one with the Warriors.
Right.
There wasn't really, it was anyone's game. I feel like baseball is anyone's game despite the Cubs being really good.
Yeah.
And I think the Indians really threw us for a loop with that one.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And I feel football is really anyone's game, even though, like, Brady is back with, you know, whatever, this and that.
Yeah.
He won't be there for much longer, so it's really going to become anyone's game. So we're getting fewer and fewer dynasties and, like, massive super teams. We need it. Like,
so you appreciate
it. We need the balance.
Okay.
We really need the balance.
Interesting.
So I like that you have a huge, massive Goliath, and everyone is the little David trying to beat Goliath. And it does happen every once in a while. They've not won every single year. So it is fun to see that. We need that in sports.
Gemma?
I will trend it, but I would want to, like, quote tweet, retweet this if we were going to discuss
yes.
it, mostly because it's like, okay.
And in 140 characters, what would you say back to me,
Gemma? I'll see about 140 characters. It's a thread. It's going to be a tweet rant, sorry about it.
Okay.
Lord, not a tweet storm.
It's a tweet storm.
One of one.
Exactly.
Or
so
one of 100.
I kind of agree that it is fun to have Goliath teams, but I also think that this year has been the year of those of big upsets as well. So there's nothing to be like ashamed of if your program is really, really good and consistently puts together
sure.
really good teams.
Yeah.
You know? However, I do think that you should not be secure in that, Alabama, because
Gemma's got words for you, Nick Saban. Watch out.
Because this is 2016, and this is the year where underdogs or unexpected victors show up.
Yeah.
So
that's
what it is.
I want to trend the idea that they are a dynasty and that they're doing something that is we may never see again with one school.
Sure.
Like, it is unprecedented.
Yeah.
I want to trash it because I want to see other schools do something. I want to see the wealth shared. I just want someone else to be able to feel right. the sun, to stand in the
yeah.
sun.
Yeah.
It is the championship of
Eventually
college football.
They will.
Eventually
mm-hmm.
they will. Okay, the NCAA tournament this year, how could we forget Middle Tennessee, number 15, upsetting number 2 seed Michigan State, but also how could we forget Villanova and Chris Jenkins with his game-winning shot? I mean, can you trend one over the other? You have to pick one.
I mean,
please trend one.
Okay, I'm gonna trend Nova.
Okay, Chris Jenkins.
But I want to trend both. Danny, why can't
the rule.
I?
I made
okay,
the rule.
I'm gonna trash. I'm gonna trash Michigan State just because that busted my bracket and everyone else's. And
yes.
I was like, what's the point this year then? No, it was an absolutely fantastic tournament, and with everyone's brackets being broken immediately day one. It's a testament
nuts.
To how good that month was
yeah.
because everyone was still like, yes. I mean, it's not like people are – it's March Madness. Everyone's going to watch no matter what.
Right.
It's the most beautiful time of the year, right? We all love it. But you are a little off when your bracket is busted immediately.
Yeah.
It's
like, tough to, like, still
to,
say
like,
motivated
exactly,
to
like,
watch every game.
Sweet 16 is like, yeah, that's great and everything. I'm not going to watch every single game. But this year was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm watching every single game, even though I have no dogs in this fight right now. But – Yeah.
Gemma.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically, I'm not going to trend Michigan State because my dad went to Michigan State and much of my family, and it was like immediate
Sorry, Gemma's
sadness.
Dad.
Like immediate
Love
sadness
you.
Because I put them in the Final Four every year in my bracket.
Of
I
course.
Just did,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So then it was like, great. Well, now all of our entire family is depressed and screwed.
Yeah.
So that's sad. So instead, let's talk about, I will trend something positive.
Okay.
I'll trend
yes.
Villanova.
Yeah.
Villanova.
Because I don't. you know, college sports are almost never as emotional for me because my college did not have really a lot of sports.
Sure, right.
However, like watching that kid, I was just like, yes, this is how people get behind their schools. This is like how you get real amped up. This is why people storm the court. Like,
this is how you get alumni to donate money.
Also that.
Yeah.
Yes. Perhaps more cynically. So.
Yes. I'm 28. I can do what I want.
Money.
So I'm going to trend the Villanova last shot because it was not an experience I had in college to like have that kind of joy for your school. But, you know,
so it was like
it was really nice to see that. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, Rio Olympics. So much controversy. So much drama. We had a chance to talk to Nicole Auerbach, who kind of told us a little bit about what it was like to be there. She covers a lot of sports for USA Today. She didn't even get sick. Yeah. She was fine, and her hotel room seemed to be fine. But amidst all of that, we saw some of the best performances, and Michael Phelps, welcome back. Hello, goodbye, all of that wrapped in one. Yeah. Katie Ledecky, Simone Biles, Allie Raisman.
Yeah.
Like, it goes on and on and on. But gender trash, like, everything that was going on, was the outcome, did the outcome outweigh the controversy that led up to the Olympics?
I think it did. I really do. I was surprised. I thought, man, going into this, this is going to be terrible. Like, we're going to be so focused on the outside instead of
Zika
what's
virus.
Like, happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, Zika at one point was so low down on the totem pole that we don't really care about it anymore.
Which is crazy to think about.
Wait, the cops are saying don't show up? Like, that's nuts.
Yeah.
Hospitals are shutting down. But, of course, the media is going to make it, like, make that scream loudest so you have some real controversy going and get people watching. But the fact that we had this amazing, amazing, like, game.
Yes.
Was fantastic. I mean, the fact that we're just owning people left and right, my God, it was so great. So after the fact, like, I was like, I don't even care about the fact
whatever. Things were really messed
hospitals.
Up.
Hospitals? No. I absolutely do care about that. But we realized that we watched this for the sport, and we were worried about maybe the product not being as good because people were like, I don't want to show up.
Right. Hope Solo was like, I'm not going.
That. Yeah, exactly. Right. And I remember questioning whether or not that means that the Olympics are even as good anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, if we can really hold it to the same, like,
a high standard, right?
Others. And absolutely. America just went out there and was like, boom, done, got you. And then Usain Bolt was like, boom, everyone.
Right, yeah. He was like, ha, I got you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm going to run backwards for this one.
Well, Gemma, speaking of Hope Solo not showing up, even though she was technically on the field, she didn't really show up.
Yeah. She didn't really show up.
I blame her for letting in those goals. I really do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to say that the Olympic Games were bad.
Okay.
Or that I wish they had been worse, but I do think it is kind of a shame that all of the things that are still happening in Brazil, it was just like, okay, well, America won everything, bye.
Right.
Like, we don't have to think about this anymore.
That's
because
exactly
I love
right.
the Olympics. Like, I actually do get really into it every time.
They bring people
fun.
A lot of
it's
joy.
It's so exciting because these races happen so quickly, and it's so enjoyable just to, like, focus on one thing for the short amount of time. However, Brazil is still a huge mess.
Like, yeah.
Pollution problems have not been addressed. The government problems have also not been addressed. And I know we talked to Julia DeCaro earlier in the year, and we talked about maybe there should be some kind of action that the IOC should take about not letting countries who can't assume that, like, responsibility or economic, like, without great economic cost to their own citizens do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that will ever happen because they know that we'll always be so dazzled by the games that we can kind of avoid
thinking
about it.
Yeah, because once the game happens,
brush it under the rug.
And it's like, it was really fun and really good, but it is upsetting to me that, like, Brazil still has, like, so much corruption going on.
Yeah.
Their interim president is also being accused of corruption after Dilma Rousseff got impeached and, like, couldn't even go to the games that she herself had basically organized there. So it's very weird to me that we basically just stopped talking about it. And Zika is actually still a huge deal. It's just endemic now. It's no longer like we can contain this. It's like Zika's here forever now guys.
Yeah.
So that to me is also a problem.
Treating it. They are. They're gaining some ground.
Yeah, they are.
But that's why the second we found out that they got a little foothold on it, we're like, okay, we're fine.
Right.
Everything's fine.
I just think it's really
everyone
weird.
Everyone can afford the vaccine and stuff,
that, like,
right?
All the problems that are still really problems. It's just like, well, you know, Michael Phelps is really awesome. And he was really awesome. But that doesn't really do much to address water pollution or air pollution.
Yeah.
Right. So. Well, I think that's, like,
they're definitely worse
it's a double-edged sword, right?
Yeah.
It gives you this great, like, sense of like pride and fulfillment. You're like, that's my country. Like, those are my people they're representing. And you get so excited.
We don't have that patriotism really anywhere else. Like, we don't have, we do have U.S. soccer teams, of course.
Right.
But do we rally behind them? Like,
The World Baseball Classic. Not yet.
That's
a different level.
Right. Yeah. But this is what we've been born with. You know? So this is our one time to be like, yes, America.
Yeah. And I think that, like, it is hard to be so excited about what we did and then be like, oh, but see you later, Brazil. Like, have a nice life.
I just
like,
wish
good
that
luck.
There was some, like, motion out of it to get the IOC to pass new rules about who can and can't host the Olympics.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know?
Yeah, there has to be a change.
Though, honestly, if there was a change, we would just host it every time because we're, like, we're Canada because we're the only countries that are, have this huge infrastructure full of stadiums already.
Yeah.
You know, we're, like,
so
even
many
even though other countries have a ton of stadiums, like, we have the most stadiums.
A lot of stadiums. We could do without a few, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, Peyton Manning, retired 2016. I'm not sure you could go out in a better way than he did leading his team to the Super Bowl. Or did he?
Yeah.
Did the Broncos win because of Peyton Manning or did the Broncos win because of their defense?
The Broncos could have won if I were playing quarterback. And that's a ding-dang fact. That
I think
is
they could have won if
fact.
I was playing
yes.
quarterback, which is saying
I'm
a lot.
I'm sorry. Like, Peyton could not throw the ball at all. Brock Osweiler is not a good quarterback. Sorry. But we found this out now for sure.
Old
but
news.
That defense was so ridiculously good. Von Miller is so ridiculously good.
MVP Von Miller.
God,
lights out.
That was one of the best Super Bowls I watched just because Brady was shaking in his boots. It was wonderful. Sorry, Rena. But
sorry, Brady.
It was so great. I loved every second of it. And Von Miller is just like out there on the hunt. Man, it was great.
Yeah, I think it was a nice thing that the Broncos did for Peyton because clearly Peyton did not do anything for the Broncos.
Not a dang thing.
It's crazy, right? Yeah. To have watched the game and see that anybody probably could have been standing there and the same result and outcome would have happened.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare, I think, in any sport. I don't know if you could say that about any other sport.
Yeah.
And it's still even shocking that they could pull that off because, like, the quarterback is the glue. Like, You are the playmaker. Like, you're the person.
You are. But
calling,
defense wins championships.
But defense wins championships. Yep. Hey, that is in my Twitter bio. I love defense.
Defense forever.
Good defense. Rocks my world. Okay, so some shout-outs because obviously we can't get through all of the incredible humans who dominated 2016. Yeah. Serena Williams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Spieth.
Yes.
Pittsburgh's James Conner for beating cancer.
Great story.
Eric Berry.
Great story. Yes.
Who else? Chris Mosier.
Yes.
Friend
One
of the
our
show.
Favorites. Friend of the show. Jessica Mendoza.
Yes.
Paving the way.
My heart.
Being a super badass.
Yep.
All these incredible people. We were lucky enough to chat about them every week.
Yeah.
And sorry if we trashed you. But we still probably like you.
I don't think trash any of them.
Not them.
Oh, just
in general. People in general.
I'm sorry.
I'm probably not because it was probably Tom Brady.
I'm probably sorry. But I'll try not to be. Okay, so we have two things to address. Number one. We need to sum up 2016 in a tweet. Thank you, Cut4, for this genius idea.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
That can't be your tweet.
That's not my tweet.
Okay.
No.
It should be. You should
just
add
making
Cut4.
Sure.
So we're putting everyone on the spot here. I'm not adding Cut4. That takes up four characters. Sorry.
Yeah.
Five. I can't even count.
There's a four in it. It's deceiving.
So does anyone want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first because you just threw us into this.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go first.
Oh.
Okay.
It's your fault, birthday girl.
I'm not mad at you, Cubbies. Thank you for the memories. Hashtag, I love you, Ashley.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed.
No, I don't use the D word lightly.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah. Nope. That's a scary big D word.
Yeah.
Oh, because it has so many characters?
And because I hate when people are disappointed in me.
Aww.
It's so sad. It's the worst thing ever.
I would love to find one person who's disappointed in you and then wipe them out.
Wow, look at all this vamping we're doing for Ashley so she can have her tweet.
Yeah. Ashley, are you next? I think so.
I'm next. Okay.
Okay.
Can I curse?
No.
Okay.
Is that your tweet?
Yeah, I was going to.
It should be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fitting. Okay. Geez, this is, I feel like this is kind of.
Just whatever comes to you.
Okay.
Yes.
Cuss words.
That's all. That's
what's just. Sports will always bring us together. This year is proof. But we still, a second tweet.
I'm storming.
But we do need to pay attention to the issues.
Okay. Here's my tweet. I was going to address it to Ashley, my tweet. It's going to be, I'm not even at you. I don't care about the character limit. It's going to be at, what's your Twitter handle?
Smashly. Yeah.
Smashly Chavez. At Smashly Chavez. Good luck in LA. Some advice for you in your new West Coast life. Don't blow a 3-1 lead.
Dang, Gemma, you win. You definitely win. So on our second note, we have to address the fact that our little Miss Ashley is moving to LA for an incredible opportunity for sunny weather, maybe a bit of traffic, but sandy beaches, beautiful sunsets and sunrises. Yes. And probably a lot of, like, juices in your future.
So many juices.
A lot of juices.
Oh, juicing it up.
Avocado, a little ice less, cream or something.
A little less elbows from people and probably less smelly streets. So there's
and less storming.
No, not necessarily.
Never less storming.
Ashley will still be on. She will be through the phone.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. maybe even we'll see her face sometimes.
Yeah, on this back monitor.
On this big back monitor. Wall. We're just going to put four faces of Ashley. Or we'll get a stick figure of you. And we'll
oh,
just
like
always set
Michael
you.
Michael Jordan
this
cut
creepy.
Out from
a fat head.
Okay, that's
just
less
the
creepy.
Michael Jordan cut out.
I meant
figure.
That, but stick figure came out of my
yeah.
mouth.
I was just picturing like a weird doll that you made, like on popsicle sticks. It got weird.
Do I look like a popsicle stick making human?
I don't know. Maybe
we
you
We do need to eat more popsicles, though.
You can do that in LA.
You can do that
in LA. You can do that.
Yeah.
And actually, this is like basically our year. I mean, like, we've been doing this for a year now, which yes. is really crazy to think how far mm-hmm. we've come. We came from sitting on a couch,
to sitting
very
at a
proper
table.
To sitting yeah. at a table. That,
yeah.
And Rena Samuels, our producer, has been fantastic
Rena.
Setting up what we're talking about, editing the shows, getting it out. Like, fantastic human
yes.
helping us and dealing with us. And she is so passionate
and
about
cutting
this
out
job,
everything I said.
And cutting out all the funny things. And we are really, really lucky. I think this year has been better than expected, and the show is really like a passion project, I know, for all of us, and
yes.
we feel really lucky that we get to sit here at a table and talk about sports and trend and trash people and things
yeah.
that don't get to trend or trash us.
Yeah.
So we're very appreciative of that, yeah. and we're going to talk to you soon.
Now the 2-2. Well hit down the left field line.